Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's everybody doing up there? This is Brother Phil coming to you live from the beautiful lands of Spokane, Washington. Today, I want to talk to you guys about Bible prophecy and how is things going to change in the future. And I say that with caution because we don't know when Jesus is coming back. I do believe that we have the signs, and they are all around us in every aspect of life. I just got what is called a Alexa, Amazon Dot, I just set up two. And if you don't know what Amazon Alexa is, it's this box that you can get and you speak to it. And if you have the right materials, like, light bulbs and plugs and cameras and things like that, you can speak to Alexa and have her turn off your lights in your house, or not necessarily run your bath water unless you have that, unless you got it like that, where your house is rigged with, different mechanical devices, such as a water faucet that turns on when you by the command. That would be awesome. I don't think I've gotten that far, but it seems like very interesting. Anyway, Alexa can do multiple things. I think she can even dial a phone number for you. I'm sitting in my office right now. Alexa's in here, and I'm pretty sure if I tell Alexa to call my daughter or call my son or whatever, she can do it. I've even gotten to a point that she can order a pizza. I've written a paper. I haven't turned it in yet. Today is the last day I can write a paper. And the paper was on its opinionated final exam, believe it or not. And in the opinionated final exam, I talked about my purchase of Alexa. So why am I bringing this up in an end time show? Well, Alexa can do many things, but Alexa can also be used. Oh, sorry, Alexa, she's thinking I'm talking to her. She can actually be used for lots of good. There's lots of pros, but it can also be some cons to go with it. And a hacker, if smart enough, can hack my house and listen to my conversations. Also, the government can also do the same thing. They can listen to my conversations. Now, if the government has a cause to do so, they will do so. And I do believe that if there is a cause, and if there is a reason, a reasonable cause, then yes, they should be able to listen to what you're doing. But I'm still stuck on the Comcast Xfinity cameras that me and my wife got. oh wow, about 2 years ago when I first got those cameras, and all of a sudden I go on my app for my phone, and boom, voila, you can hear what's in the house. Now, first, when I had the cameras, I could not hear. I could not hear anything. Those cameras have not been updated. And I'm like, has these cameras always had a microphone to hear what's going on in my house? Or is there something else behind this? Now, I haven't picked up the hammer and examined and see if there's a little hole there. Maybe it was manufactured with the mic. But you say, what does this have to do with end times? Well, if the Bible speaks, well, the Bible does speak. I don't know what I say. If the Bible speaks of a time when you will run from a bear, run in the house, put your hands to rest on the wall, and the spider is there to bite you. Or to particularly try to bite you, you have no place to run. 666, the mark of the beast. There are going to be things that you will try to do in that time period, and if there is no great allegiance, then you will have. If you have not taken the mark of the beast, you cannot. You cannot buy or sell. I don't know why I let things bother me when I'm doing a show. I mean, anything can bother me. I have some alerts that comes by on my screen, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is it. You know, shock me. You know, but anyway, so these devices are in everyone's home, for cable boxes. Some people say, well, the word is out that some of these cable boxes have microphones in them. The CIA, the FBI, the organization wants to hear what's going on in your house. They can easily turn your old-style phone into a listening device. How much more could they turn your cell phone into a listening device? Okay, that is not hard. Now, I'm getting into IT. I'm in school right now for cybersecurity. Well, actually, I don't know if I'm going towards IT or cybersecurity. Anyway, so I'm into electronics and all these gadgets around the house. I just got some Bose earphones where, once again, these can be used to spy on people, you know. And I'm not one of those people who gets extremely butthurt because I think behind every corner is a listening device and someone's listening to me. See, the devil wants to be omnipresent. If you know what omnipresent means everywhere at once. Devil wants to be like God. The devil has his goal to be like God, and if he could be like God, he's going to be like God. And if it's up to the devil, he's going to copycat everything the devil does and says. Okay, so with that being said, you know, the Revelations 13. And it talks about the false prophet, who is the counterpart or the partner of the Antichrist. We have in the Trinity the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that is in the Bible-believing Christianity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We have three in one. And the devil has, you know, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And they were supposed to all agree as one. But do they agree as one? I don't know. Because I know the devil tries to, he would like to throw anybody under the bus, including his own son, the Antichrist. So this technology that has the image of the beast sitting in the temple and speaking and causing those who wouldn't do it to worship the beast. And this some people say this is artificial intelligence, robotics. Some people say it's hologram. Some people say it's a mixture of hologram, robotics, and artificial intelligence. I mean, it could be anything. We don't know the technology out there. Some technologies are hidden. Some people, you know, they don't have the technology in our face, and that the government's not going to show us how to vanish and walk through a wall, even if they might have that technology. We don't know what the government has. They try to play like they sort of can't figure stuff out, but they can figure it out. I mean, they can figure this stuff out. Anyway, biometrics and face identification and all this stuff that's in the airports and stadiums and around us. No man can hide, eventually. No man can hide. Unless you are a genius in computers and can hack systems and you're smart in electronics and you can fake a chip or fake the mark of the beast or, you know, whatever it's going to be. If it's a tattoo, I don't think it's a tattoo. I think it's a chip because it says it goes into the body. And you cannot buy or sell unless you had the mark. The economies of the world, I traded commodities a while back, and it's a possibility you can make a lot of money in commodities, but, you know, you can make hundreds of dollars a day or thousands of dollars a day. Just depends on your approach. And once you start studying the economies, you start to see things differently. Or if you're studying, you know, get some nice key books out there, some good books like New World Order. What's the guy's name? I forgot that guy's name. TBN. He wrote a book called The New World Order. Anyway, I don't think I even have a chat room open. But anyway, there's a lot of books out there that I just opened up the chat room. Ain't nobody gonna come in there because I'm not too famous on Blog Talk Radio as much as I, you know, was. And when I say famous, I'm just joking. Never was famous on Blog Talk. I never will be. But anyway, what was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, you know, the Mark of the Beast technology entrenched with a surveillance system where you have cameras on each corner. Some of those cameras are dummy cameras, I've heard. Some of those cameras don't even work. They just want you to think. And I think that's a smart idea for most homeowners who can't afford expensive cameras. Now, the cameras out there have become really cheap. You can probably get some nice quality cameras. This is some cameras called Wise cameras. Look it up, WIZE, I think it is. I think they spelled it that way. Well, then Wise cameras cost $20 for a good camera. Just get you one. But a good dummy camera would cost half that price, so just go figure. If a Wise camera, you can get a Wise camera for $20, or a dummy camera for $9. Now, if you want, you can get three Wise cameras and two dummy cameras for about $5. I mean, dummy cameras look pretty real, have people thinking that, you know, they're going to be seen if they try to break in your house. Burglar systems as well, you know, kind of make your house and reinforce your house with good security is always good. But having a surveillance system, see, this, the Antichrist, or the devil, Satan, wants to be like Christ. So omnipresent, all at one time. The Antichrist, the devil, the false prophet, they all work as one. But Satan wants to be in every place at once. He can't. Now, God himself, the Holy Spirit, is in every place. Okay, he's everywhere. He sees everything, knows all. And see, the devil wants to replicate that. Okay, so the devil wants to be omnipresent, omnipotent, which is all-knowing, and all-powerful. I forgot what the powerful is. Omnipresent, omnipotent, I forgot the other one. But he wants to be all-powerful, of course, and we know that by a world government will be set up. And they say, the Bible says that the world is saying, who is like the beast? Who can make war with the beast? I got some crazy cats upstairs running around like fools. They normally run around like a nut at nighttime, and then they sleep all day, but I guess their schedule is messed up. So now they're upstairs running around like a bunch of fools, and then they go to sleep around 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So it's knuckleheads that are chasing each other. Yeah, I got some wild animal kingdom here. We got a pit bull, which is the sweetest thing on earth. She tries to make friends with everybody, with the cats and stuff, but they don't want to make friends with her. So she lays right in front of them and starts to make noises like, you know, she's like, she wants to be friends with these cats. It's hilarious, man, having these animals around the house. I got one named Zeppelin. She likes to hang out in my office. Every now and then she bumps a wire where I have to figure out why my monitor is not working or why is this thing hooked up or why is that this knucklehead comes in my office and messes with stuff. So then we got a wild Siamese cat who is a pretty cat. She's cute. I call her ugly because she's ugly in personality wise. You know how a pretty person is ugly because they act ugly. My mom used to say, she used to call you, you're not ugly, but you're ugly. You act ugly. I tell my kids, man, attitude's everything. Attitude's everything. But anyway, you know, we're coming to crossroads in our world. We're definitely coming to the crossroads. We're like Sodom and Gomorrah. We're like Noah's day, you know, and man are into their own selves, lovers of selves, boastful, proud, arrogant, cocky. You know, the Bible talks about the pride of life. You know, that everyone thinks me. I'm, you know, I got the right answers to everything. I'm smart. You know, I'm the. Everybody's dumb, but I'm smart. You know, the pride of life will make you fool yourself. The Bible talks about the heart is wicked. Who can know it? We seem to think we know everything. We've grown up in churches. A lot of us have grown up in churches. A lot of us are, you know, at least been tucked in the church before, heard the message of the gospel. And we want to believe that we have the secrets to understanding God, but we don't. The Bible says in Hosea 6:4, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's also distorted knowledge. It's not knowing the truth, even though we think we know the truth. With the truth, the Bible says, will set you free. And, you know, we're accustomed to living life without God. And well, millions of people are living life without God, if not billions of people. And, you know, we come to a conclusion that in everybody's heart, God has put eternity in everybody's heart, and not everybody's heart, but in everybody. It's, you know, eternity. There's a bit of eternity there. So we're scared to die because we're scared we're going to miss something. A lot of people are just scared they're going to die because they're scared they're going to miss something. You say, well, that doesn't mean. You're scared you're not going to be here anymore. You're scared you're going to miss your family, your friends, your way of life, your business, your pleasures and things, you know, and that's understandable. You know, we know we're all going to die. Everybody's fear to die. But I don't hear a lot of people say the fear of the unknown. you know, what's on the other side. They mostly fear that they're not going to be here anymore. They're going to miss their family, which is understandable. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm saying that people are not fearful that there is a hell on the other side, because the devil has done a great job to take that out of the picture. But the geopolitical system, what's going on there? Geopolitical. We know Netanyahu is tinkering on being kicked out of office eventually, losing power, just like Donald Trump. But you think they're losing power. You think they're getting attacked by the governments. You think the other parties of their, you know, opposite, you know, the Democratic Party with us. And I forgot the Luku Party. I think he is Luku Party. So I don't know who the opposite is for Israel. But I know that he's having political issues as well there. And once you have political issues, these men are protecting their countries. They're protecting the sovereignty of their country. People think, that sovereignty is a bad thing, that looking out for yourself is a bad thing. So the globalists believe that let's put everything together on a melting pot and we can go from there. And how can you not blame them? Because they see a global body is a better thing than individual countries. The global body, believe it or not, every country having its own strength, and every country having its own way, and every country having its own banking system and political values, and things like that, is a good thing, because every country stays strong. But when this country starts to rely on other countries, they start to teeter-totter on the brink. Venezuela was doing good under Hugo Chavez, and they decided to give him cancer and kill him off. And so now the country's dead because globalism has taken over, socialism has taken over a country that was doing and functioning pretty well. You can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, this globalism is a recipe for disaster. Anytime countries get together, we saw this happen in Genesis chapter 11, where the Tower of Babel, and they all tried to reach supremacy. You know, individual governments seem to want to follow a deity, whether it's Jesus Christ or whatever deity, and it works for them. It works for us, definitely. I mean, I'm not saying we're 100% Christian, but it works for us. Even our morality was a stronghold for America, because America was a country that was trying to do good. And then money took over, and you know what happens when money takes over. It's just war is a racket. So, you know, you go to war to make money. And you no longer go to war for a good cause. You go to war for money. You go to war for the almighty dollar. And you get rich. Okay. So now I'm just getting into this cryptocurrency, bitcoins, and all this other stuff, just trying to figure it out. And actually, I wasn't. I'm in school right now, and I'm doing cybersecurity. So I had one of my teachers, like the second to the last day of school, and he was giving a little seminar on cryptocurrency. And I was like, why is he giving a seminar on cryptocurrency? And he said, this is voluntary. So I was there doing some papers. I was doing something else, assignment for that class. And he said, you can listen if you want to, or you can leave it, whatever you want. So I'm sitting there listening, and it's pretty fascinating. I was pretty fascinated that a hacker can hide money. Somebody can come onto your email and they can appear to be charging you from a Visa card, and in fact behind the Visa card is cryptocurrency, which is cannot be tracked. So for instance, if they want to hack your computer and hold you for hostage, because there is viruses out there, there are packages out there where they can come on your computer and hold your all your computer values hostage until you pay them $300. So we would not release your computer until you pay us $300. So he said, well, can the banks track them? You know, can the banks track them? So you have to pay them in cryptocurrency. The banks cannot track where they at. So if a hack, that's what makes hacking so much more evasive in the 21st century, is that you got to know where these you can't track where they're coming from. Okay, I had $400. I had $400 stolen from my account when I was trying to get a resume done, and I was trying to buy this resume software. They had a free trial, so you know, and they said we can help you also at the same time. So I'm into this software, and they come on, you know, you can remotely chat with them, and then they can start helping you. So they come on, they start helping, and they say, hold on, stand by for a second, we're going to check something. And they go check something, and they actually in your computer looking for a set of 16 digits, 4 space 4 space 4 space 4, which is a credit card, and then 2-digit/2-digit, which is the date of the credit card, and then the 3-digit code, which is, and then they're looking for sequences. So here we go. You know, they can come on there and steal all your money. So cryptocurrency and Bitcoin are going to play a large role, or maybe not, but play a large role in the Mark of the Beast technology and a cashless society. And right now I'm starting to study on this stuff. It's just coincidental that, you know, I talked to a guy named Terry Cook a while back, and I don't know what happened to Terry Cook. I don't know if the government got to him, but he made a book just recently. I first talked to Terry Cook in about 1995, 1996, and he was just getting into the technology of the Mark of the Beast. And I want to know some more things about him. I wish I can bring him on my show, because, you know, that would be pretty interesting to talk to Terry Cook after so many years, when he made his first book. So based off of Cats in Society, I have one of my cats down here using the bathroom. I want to just cruelty to animals. God says if you bother to kill any, beat up any of your animals, it's cruelty. Look at this one. This is my baby right here. He follows me everywhere. He's a rag doll, and he's getting old as dirt. We've had him for 13 years. He's my buddy. He's the one sleeping in my bed all night. And I think I accidentally put my foot on him last night. He used to scratch the living daylights out of me when he would be sleeping. I would be asleep, and I would turn around, and my leg would come on top of him, and he would just scratch me until I released him. I mean, this cat's like my son. He's sitting over there in my office just staring at me, kind of. But anyway, you know, God is, we serve a good God. We serve a God who keeps his people informed. We have the Bible. We have 20 Bibles in each house and a preacher on every corner. So, I mean, we are responsible even to open up the Bible for ourselves and understand what's going on. Times are changing, and times will continue to change until one day, when we least expect it, the trumpet will sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And those who are alive and remain should be called up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, you know, I have a show that's coming up that's separate from this, and, you know, people believe that if you hold the banner of Christianity, you're going to go in the rapture. And I disagree. I think the rapture takes preparation. Putting God first is the number one thing. I'm in school right now. And I'm trying to learn technology. I'm trying to learn computing. But I don't want to learn it at the expense of Jesus. I don't want to learn it at the expense of God. I want to learn it because I want to learn it. Now, I do feel that if anything takes up time from God and you don't have time to pray, you don't have time to read your Bible, and I'm stepping on my own feet, then you're in the wrong spot. We should always have time to do the, to pray, to read our Bible, to fast, to seek the kingdom of God first. And those things will be handed to you. I'm going to have to require me to study a lot to pass these certificates to get a better paying job. I have a family. So God understands that, but God does not understand anything that takes the place of God. So, for instance, if you have anything, sports, I don't care if it's a career, I don't care if it's your kids, I don't care if it's your husband, the love of your life, if Jesus is not first, we got an issue. So, in my life, I'm going to have to make some sacrifices. The Bible says if we deny ourselves, if we don't deny ourselves, we can't find God. It's impossible. So denying yourself means you totally don't do anything, or denying yourself means that you manage what you do and put God first. And you seek first the kingdom of God. You seek the things of God. I'm scared to death to know that I'm trying to get a career or a new career at 50 years old, knowing very well that Jesus Christ can come back at any moment. I am going to study computers and put it to the benefit and use with my ministry and with other people, helping other people out the best way I know. I also want to study and continue to study how to use some of the editing things and After Effects. They use that in Hollywood. You can make things happen. I swear, man, you learn how to use After Effects. You know how to use Adobe Premiere. You know how to use Adobe Photoshop. You can do many things. But getting back into technology, I was watching a movie called The Net, and sometimes you can't you throw out the baby with the bathwater. You won't watch anything. But I watched The Net, and it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. And once again, I've watched The Net about good 5, 10 times. I don't know. Anyway, the girl's running for her life, and she gets a hold of a program that somebody sent her, and apparently she wasn't supposed to get it because the one guy that was after her, he was able to get crack into many computer databases and ruin her life, literally ruin her life. And it doesn't take that. Somebody can ruin your life by just going to your trash can and picking stuff out of it, and then taking your numbers and crunching the numbers and trying to buy things with your Social Security card. Like I said earlier, people can go into your computer, hold you hostage. There's numbers in your computer. They hold you hostage, and for instance, they make it so, because on the computer screen will come up a box that says, "We will not release your computer until you pay us $350." In the meantime, they are taking the 16-digit credit card numbers and all the information, including your Social Security number, if you put it on there, if you typed it in at one point or another. People say, "Well, what can we do to stop this? What can we do to?" Well, first of all, you have to look at it as very important, just like you have insurance in your car. Pre-precautions that make sure that your life will continue to go on and no one's going to try to come in and destroy it is that, you have to do the research. Go do the research on how to protect your computer, how to protect your privacy. On the computer, it's very important that we look at maybe getting yourself a good a virus protection, computer protection program that would help fight against any malware. Malware is something where somebody can put it on your computer and put a back door on your computer so they can come in at any time. I remember being in the Middle East, and this guy was helping me get online because they were just starting up to get people online. And we were in this little building that we do, you know, all everybody go and hang out. You know, I got pool tables and all this other stuff. But I was in the military at that time. And this guy was trying to help me get online. So what he was doing is he helped me get online, but he put a back door on my phone, literally on my phone at that time. I thought it was kind of unusual. He put a back door. So I went in, and I was able to dismantle what he did. And don't ask me how I knew that he was doing it, but I knew he was doing it. So he was trying to steal some information. He was in the military. So, you know, I don't know how he does it. But anyway, my dog is upstairs barking, so eventually I'm going to go up there and release her out of the cage and take her out to use the bathroom. So I'll stay on here with you guys for a few more minutes. But anyway, I got cats up there trying to run around. They're probably trying to tease them, tease the dog and wake her up. Which is funny. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway, God bless everybody out there. I hope y'all having a blessed holiday. I hope you're having a blessed holiday. I am. I'm having a great Thanksgiving. I had a great Thanksgiving. My family, my daughter came down here from college. She kind of hung out with us and stuff like that, but anyway, God bless you guys out there. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. I got to go release my dog out of this cage, and hopefully I can talk to y'all later. I think I got a show coming up on Thursday. I changed the date. Let me see. Yeah, I think it's Thursday at 11 o'clock. I changed the time on it. So, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's time. You know, time is running out. We don't have much time as a church. We really don't. We don't know when He's coming back. Prepare yourself. Prepare your life. Put God first. You know, do the work of an evangelist. Feed the poor. Feed the hungry. You know, seek relationship with God, because we don't know when it could be too late. Anyway, God bless everybody out there, and see y'all later.